I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling. Wake up, wake up. She says, wake up, wake up. Listen, listen. Listen, listen. May the rivers all run free. May the mountains be unspoiled. May the air be pure. May the trees grow up tall. May the earth be shared by all. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling. Wake up, wake up. She says, wake up, wake up. Listen, listen. Listen, listen. May the rivers all run free. May the mountains be unspoiled. May the air be pure. May the trees grow up tall. May the earth be shared by all. May the air be pure. May the trees grow up tall. May the earth be shared by all. Hello, before we get started with today's episode, I just want to mention to you what a labor of love this podcast is and invite you, if you receive benefit from listening, to subscribe and make a monthly financial contribution. There's an option here in the Anchor app. So if you're listening to this on some other platform and this is sounding appealing to you, that you'd like to subscribe and support this podcast, visit it on the Anchor app or at anchor.com and look for the Womb-Centered Healing podcast there. And there you'll be able to subscribe. There are various contributions, monthly contributions that you can make. And I really appreciate you supporting this podcast to be able to continue offering you this womb-centered healing wisdom. And another way that you can subscribe is by becoming a member of the Womb-Centered Healing Temple. This is my own membership site created by myself, Sama Morningstar. And you can find out more about that, those membership options at wombcenteredhealing.com and look for the member sign up page. All right, I look forward to seeing you in one of these membership options. And here we go. Welcome to the next episode of the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and I wanted to share with all of you today about the lovely Womb Centered Healing Herbals Flower Essences Kit that I was called to create recently. And I'm getting lots of questions about it. And so I thought I would do a little podcast episode to just answer some of those questions so I can share it with people who are interested, and just to let you all know too, who might not have heard about it yet. So I've known how to make flower essences for, goodness, over 25 years, and I've made them from time to time on occasion. And recently I've been getting big messages from the universe, sort of knocking on the door saying, hello, this is what you need to be doing. And those messages came in the form of people giving me flower essences, just sending me a private message on Facebook saying, hey, I made these flower essences. Can I send you some? Give me your address. Sending me flower essences. Another friend wants to give me a whole kit of flower essences. And so we're making arrangements for that. I have people reaching out to me to be a guest speaker on my podcast
And then lo and behold, they want to talk about flower essences. Meanwhile, the spirits of the flowers out in the garden, just outside my window, come clamoring at the window and talk to me a lot in the form of just really being so vibrant and touching my spirit when I walk by every day in the garden, and coming to me in my meditations with messages and wisdom to share. And so I finally said, okay, I'm going to do this. Around the last full moon, I said, all right, I'm going to start making flower essences. And it was just one after the next. And I was, you know, all of the flowers wanted to be included. And so I went ahead and made this kit with 25 flower essences, all different ones from the garden. That's Feverfew, I think, and this is Elecampane. And the kit also has 5 bottles that don't have any essences in them yet. They just have a menstruum, which is the base liquid, which is glycerin and water, and that can, and then you can add drops of the essences themselves to make a blend. And so as I was making this, you know, a lot of kits like this would have a booklet that, or, you know, a pamphlet that describes each of the essences. Well, that's 25 essences, and each one had quite a lengthy description that I received during my meditations with the flower. And so I was looking into printing up booklets, and then I realized, wait a second, I could make a card deck, an oracle card deck with the flower essences. And so that's what I did. Here I have it in a nice little bag. For those of you listening to the audio, you can check out the YouTube video too if you want to see these I'm showing on the video. So these are the cards. And so there's 25 cards, and each card has a photo of the flower. Most of them are of the actual flowers themselves that from the garden that I made the essence out of. And then it has written out the wisdom message, the medicine message of the flower that I received during my meditations with the flowers. Now, these medicine messages from the flowers are very much focused on our emotional and spiritual healing. So for those of you who are not familiar with flower essences, I'll explain that these are different than essential oils. Okay, so you might be more familiar with essential oils. So the way essential oils are made, which is not what this kit is about, this is not what I've done, but just to show you the difference, I'll explain that essential oils are made by using large quantities of the plant that has some kind of aromatic quality. So it needs to be a plant with a strong aroma, and that plant in large quantities is boiled, and the steam is captured and then cooled. And then the essence, the oil, the essential oil, is separated out from the steam. That's one way that essential oils are made. Sometimes solvents besides water are used for particular ones where the water, the heat and the water solvent process destroys the aroma. So they use different, CO2 is sometimes used and other things. But so that's essential oils. So essential oils are the distilled oil of the plant. And so it has a very physical, sometimes very strong, it's very concentrated effect on the physical body. And they are wonderful to use, and I find they can be a little bit too much because they can be very concentrated, and if you get more than one drop, or if you get a big drop, that's like taking a huge quantity of the plant, because to get one drop of the essential oil, you have to use a huge amount of the plant usually. And so so they don't feel very bioavailable to me sometimes, or gentle on our biology, because first of all, I couldn't grow that amount of plant and process it in my kitchen. You need a special machine, and you need a huge farm, and it's just you need a lot of the plant to make the essential oils. So when I want those physical properties, I tend to steep the plants in a smaller amount of the plants in an oil base, or make a tincture, and then I'm not distilling out the concentrated essential oil. I'm just getting a little bit of that essential oil into a salve or a massage oil or some other lotion or product that I'm making, or a tincture. That's a very physical thing. You're also getting the energetics, of course, of the plant. And when, especially if you just use the essential oils as an aromatherapy. So that's I feel the best way to use essential oils is to just have it in the air and smell it. And so then you're not likely to get it too concentrated. I do sometimes add essential oils to my salves and dilute them in oils, and that makes them more bioavailable because they aren't so separated out from other aspects of the plant that are beneficial. Flower essences are very different from that. Flower essences are more like homeopathic medicine. Okay, so homeopathic medicine uses the power of dilution. And flower essences does the same. And so we're using a very small amount of the plant. So for all of these essences, I took a quarter of a pint jar. So one of those little tiny jam jars, and put water in there. And I could cut one or two flowers, ask the flower to please give its essence, its energetic essence, to the water. So one or two flowers in that quarter pint jar, and then left it in the sunlight and the moonlight for the power of the sun and the moon to infuse into that water as well. Then I remove the flower. So we're just getting the essence of the flower, and then I preserve it with brandy to start and make a mother. And then I put only four drops of that mother solution into another bottle with a half and half brandy and water to make the stock and shake it up. And then I put only four drops of that stock into the essence itself in the glycerin and water. So the idea with homeopathics and flower essences is the more you dilute it, the more potent it becomes. We're really using an energy medicine here. We're inviting the energy of the flower to help us and to support us. And so it's not a physical thing. You're not getting any of the physical properties of the flower. You're simply getting its energy. And so this is why in homeopathics and sometimes in flower essences, you can use flowers and plants that if you ate the plant itself, or even rubbed it on your skin, it might give you a toxic reaction. But because it's diluted so much in the homeopathics and in the flower essences, it actually becomes medicinal, because you're getting the energy medicine of that plant and not the physical constituents and properties of that plant. Okay, so that's how flower essences are made. This is the kit that I've made, and I made it with these oracle cards so that you can choose a card like you would a tarot card or another kind of oracle card deck by focusing on your on some aspect of your life that you're wanting to support with the flower essences, perhaps a healing process you're going through, or perhaps simply, what do I need for today? And so you focus on a question or something like that, an emotional challenge that you're having, any kind of pain or healing process that you're in, and you find and you pull one or more cards. And then you read the medicine message. So I'm just going to pull the card right here. I have bee balm. And the message of bee balm is that it's a remedy for taking on others' unhealthy emotional state. It fortifies our inner vitality and well-being for caretakers and supporters of those who are going through difficulty. It supports conscious empathy, helping others to feel fully and release without taking it on. So, and it supports the growth of the caretaker's well-being, spreading that well-being to those they are caring for or supporting. And it supports the caretaker's transmutation process, which includes empathizing, feeling with, feeling their own similar patterns arising, and applying healing balm, receiving the wisdom and the gifts, activating the creative motivation called for, and releasing any toxins. And it supports the remedy for the ill to arise from within. So you can pull one or more of these cards when you're doing flower essence. And I do flower essence readings and pull one or more of these cards for people. And then you can either, if you've just pulled one card, you can look for whatever one it was in your kit, bee balm, for example, and just take a few of those drops. Or if you are, if you pulled more than one card and you'd like to make a blend, you can find one of the menstruum bottles that just has the glycerin and water in your kit and add 4 drops of each of the essences that you pulled the card for. And then you have that blend. So you might do a card spread or a card pull with more than one, and that would be your essence for the week or for the month. And then you would take those drops each day or however frequently you felt to do so. And what I recommend people who have purchased these essence, flower essences from me or anywhere else, is to, especially with these cards, is to use the time, you know, set aside a time or during your normal meditation or self-care time to have the cards out and take your essence and take a few moments to reflect and to read again the medicine message from the flowers and allow that to infuse into your life for a few moments. And so you can have it, the card, if it's just a one card, there for a few days, or you can have it there in your bathroom and just take your drops, look in the mirror and read it as a set of affirmations, or maybe just one sentence from the card really resonates for you. And you can read that as an affirmation, you can write it out, you can journal with it, and just allow these flower essences to support your self-reflection and nourish your inner work in that way, your emotional growth, your spiritual growth, and your meditation practice in that way. So I would love to hear any questions you might have. And if you're interested in having a flower essence reading with me, I'm offering free flower essence readings. You can go to my book online page on my website at wombcenteredhealing.com and just look for the book online page. And if you're interested in purchasing the kit, this kit of 25 essences, including the card deck, is $108, which includes shipping in the continental U.S. So you can send me a message and let me know that you're interested in purchasing that kit, and I will get one to you as soon as we can. All right. Thank you so much for listening in, and I look forward to supporting you more. That's all for now. Until next time.